I say once again, because we have been considering this same verse over several recent broadcasts. The Apostle Peter wrote this verse with a deep love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter had previously failed the Lord Jesus. He had denied him, like so many of us have. And yet, the more he knew the Lord Jesus, the better acquainted he became with him, the more he loved him, and the more precious the Lord Jesus Christ became to the Apostle Peter. And Peter could say, as he wrote for us, under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit, unto those of us who believe, the Lord Jesus Christ is most precious. I'd like to bring to your attention the testimonies of a few people that we find in the Scripture. If you will, use your imagination for a moment, and let's see these people brought back into our age, perhaps into our recording studio, into our broadcasting studio, and let's ask them in our imagination, based upon what we find of them in the Word of God, what does the Lord Jesus mean to you? For example, you'll recall the story found in John chapter 4. There was a very wicked woman, a woman of the street, an adulterous woman. She met the Lord Jesus there that day, standing by the well. He asked her for a drink of water. We will remind her of these incidents, these details. And we will say to this woman, could you tell me, madam, is the Lord Jesus precious to you? And could she answer us? She would probably say something like this. Are you kidding? He's the first man that ever showed me any respect. He knew my life. He knew my sin. And yet he forgave me. I'll tell you, he made me a new creature. And you ask me, is he precious to me? I'll say he is. Perhaps we could step over to Luke chapter 8. And there we find a man that we refer to as the madman of Gadara. This man lived in the cemetery. He lived among the tombs. Everybody was afraid of him. And we asked this man, sir, the Lord Jesus, would you tell us something? Is he precious to you? He might look at us with all seriousness and say, looking us straight in the eye, did you ever live as a wild man in a cemetery? If you haven't, then you'll never know the peace, the joy, the purpose that came into my life when I met the Lord Jesus Christ. He would add probably, yes, friend of mine, I can attest with surety, the Lord Jesus is most precious to me. We might even draw into account Peter, the very one who wrote these words. And we could say, Peter, we're considering here in your first epistle, the word unto you who believe, he's precious. Just how precious is he to you, Peter? Peter might well answer. Well, Jesus said that we should forgive, you know, some 70 times, 7 times, those who offend us. But oh, how much more he has forgiven me. Oh, how much more he had to extend mercy and grace. You know, I was always popping off. I was always bragging. I was always having something to say. He's forgiven me. But I'll never forget the time when I warmed around that fire. I'll never forget the look that he gave me. I'll never forget seeing his dead body hanging on that cross. I'll never forget that first morning when we heard those blessed words, yes, he's risen. I'll never forget his look standing by the seaside when he says, Peter, do you love me? Then these are some of the reasons why the Lord Jesus was precious to Peter. I trust you can share the same thoughts. May the Lord bless you today.